in CI News this week. The details of Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill are published, less than 3 weeks before MPs' crucial life or death debate in the House of Commons. The Archbishop of Canterbury resigns. And Olympic medalist Andrea Spendolini-Syriex speaks of the importance of her faith in Christ. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 15th of November. I'm Rhys Kerner. Kim Leadbeater's assisted suicide bill has come under intense criticism as the full extent of her proposals have been revealed less than 3 weeks before a likely vote in the House of Commons. The bill seeks to legalise assisted suicide for adults deemed to be terminally ill with less than 6 months to live. Patients must be registered with a GP and have lived in England or Wales for at least 12 months. Two doctors and a High Court judge would have to approve their application, and they would not be able to opt out of the process. Leadbeater claims her bill has the strictest safeguards anywhere in the world, but as Conservative MP Danny Kruger has pointed out, in practice, assisted suicide laws always expand.
If we pass this bill, we'll change the whole nature of our society's attitude to the vulnerable, to the frail, to the disabled, the ill, the lonely, depressed, all the people for who themselves or others might decide at one moment that their life is not worth living. And if we are prepared to say that in certain cases it's right for the state to take life in out of compassion, I'm afraid that is a door that we can't then close, and it will become progressively wider.
Motor neurone disease patient Nick Ward, who has been diagnosed as terminally ill for 5 years, explained to the BBC why he would no longer seek assisted suicide.
Now, he says life is precious, and he's opposed to assisted dying, worrying about the message it sends.
It redefines the norms of our society in a way that is, I think, terribly dangerous.
With me now is our Head of Policy and Research, Dave Greatorex. Dave, you've read the bill and heard what Danny Kruger and Nick Ward have to say. What's your take?
Well, I can only agree that it's a profoundly dangerous bill. It's sending a terrible message to the most vulnerable in our society that they're right in their assessment, that their lives are not worth living. The state would be endorsing that in assisting them to take their own lives. As we've seen in other countries, and as lawyers are already arguing here, it's ripe for expansion to other vulnerable categories than the initially identified terminally ill. So this bill really must be stopped. MPs must not buy into the lie that some lives are not worth living.
Thanks, Dave. In other news, Justin Welby has announced his resignation as the Archbishop of Canterbury. First ordained in 1992, Welby served as a canon of Coventry Cathedral, Dean of Liverpool, and Bishop of Durham, before becoming the 105th Archbishop of Canterbury in 2013. He recently ignored calls to resign for abandoning the church's historic teaching on sexual ethics when he said that sexual activity only has to be within a committed relationship, whether it's straight or gay. But he is now stepping down after the Makin review concluded he held a personal and moral responsibility to ensure that a series of child sex abuse cases were properly investigated. The review said the Church of England had covered up the abuse of an estimated 130 boys at Christian holiday camps in the 1970s and 1980s by Barrister John Smythe. A petition by General Synod members calling for him to resign gathered over 11,000 signatures. A Gambling Commission report has revealed that problem gambling has doubled among young people in the space of 1 year. Of almost 4,000 pupils aged 11 to 18 surveyed, the number classed as problem gamblers rose from 0.7% in 2023 to 1.5% in 2024, equating to around 85,000 young people nationwide. A government spokesperson stated, "We recognise the impact harmful gambling can have on individuals and their families, and we are absolutely committed to strengthening protections for those at risk, including young people." And finally, Olympic medalist Andrea Spendolini-Syriex has shared how her Christian faith helps her manage life's pressures. In an interview with The Times, the diver explained how her mother found Christ when we were going through a tough time, and how that led to herself attending church, reading the Bible, and praying daily. The 20-year-old emphasised, "My faith means my identity stays the same, regardless of whether I get a medal." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.